AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, a chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. High today around the mid-70s. Racine-based Cat Construction at 1434 West Street sold to Industrial Construction and Associates. And the operation, with all 18 Cat employees, going to be housed at IC&A's at 1718 Laird Avenue, that site 10 times larger. BizTimes Milwaukee says the sale went through July the 1st. No price listed, though. Herb Cat founded his business. He'll serve as the president of IC&A. Joe Van Brie, IC&A's founder, he'll be the chief executive officer. Cat telling BizTimes his business was that of a local contractor, the merger giving IC&A a much more regional base, with business a little bit slow recently. Road construction funding, on the mind of Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke. He says lawmakers need to look for savings to deal with about $1 billion shortfall, but he says they'll also have to consider other options like raising taxes or fees, something people should know.
Be honest with people and show them what the problem is and work with them to find a solution, because in the Assembly, we're looking to fix this long term to make sure that our infrastructure is safe and reliable and serves the economic development needs of the state.
Governor Walker, of course, opposing increased taxes or fees without a corresponding reduction elsewhere in the budget. Steinecke says it's too early to rule out any possibilities. A felony charge filed in Racine County against the driver of an SUV that was involved in an accident with a motorcycle July 5th. 57-year-old Liliana Reyes Medic charged with knowingly operating a vehicle without a valid license, resulting in great bodily harm. Reyes Medic accused of turning in front of that motorcycle to enter a driveway in the 200 block of North Memorial Drive. The motorcycle operator suffering serious injuries to one of her feet. Reyes Medic also issued citations for operating without a license and making that improper turn. A preliminary hearing is set for next week. The Racine County Fair means food and rides and entertainment and merchandise to most people. It's also the culmination, though, of hard work by a lot of young people to display their animals, their bakery, quilts, and many other projects in the various buildings on the grounds in Union Grove. UW Extension leader Bev Baker telling the county board this week a communications project that started last year has led to the creation of the Racine County Fair app. The app provides all kinds of information that fairgoers can have with them to navigate Old Settlers Park in these final days of the fair. The app also with extension offerings that she says can help people with their daily lives.
When I opened that up, I found that 11 and 1 o'clock each day, we have our master gardeners and horticulture educator are doing various topics, presentations, and that'll be at our UW Extension display, which is in the Expo Commercial Building. Also there, our nutrition education program has a comparison looking at store brand versus national brand on the basis of cost and nutrition. So you can spin the wheel, see how well you do on that.
The Racine County Fair runs through Sunday night. The big-named entertainer tomorrow night, the legendary Ted Nugent, who also played the grandstand a few years ago. A Kenosha man who held police at bay for more than 9 hours with a gun last winter gets sentenced to 3 years of probation. It was back on February 12th that 35-year-old David Leisure accidentally fired a bullet into the residence below him, the bullet narrowly missing a woman. Leisure then refused to come out, keeping law enforcement outside for all those hours in frigid weather conditions. A Wisconsin appeals court says that the drunk driving conviction of Mundelein, Illinois resident Robert Adams is valid. The case goes back to October of 2014. Adams, driving around a Kenosha County scout camp, got lost, though, while looking for his troop's campsite. Sheriff's deputies found him parked in some brush, according to court records. 60-year-old Adams admitted he was intoxicated, but had not had a drop since he got onto the camp's property. Now, he fought the non-criminal ticket, maintaining that he was not driving while intoxicated on the premises, as defined in Wisconsin statutes. The rate of home ownership in this country has fallen significantly of late, to the point it's now at a five-decade low.
The number of Americans who own their own homes fell to just under 63% in the second quarter, the lowest since 1965, and the second straight quarterly decrease, according to a Census Bureau report. Home prices continue to rise faster than income, so many potential first-time buyers are struggling to save for a down payment. There's also issues with low inventory and stricter post-recession mortgage requirements. Millennials continue to have the lowest ownership rate of their age group in history, but an increase and renters suggest more 18 to 34-year-olds are moving out of their parents' homes and entering the rental market. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Amazon reporting a 31% jump in quarterly revenue, the world's biggest online retailer with those two big distribution buildings in Kenosha County, reporting net sales up to $30 billion. in the second period. If your Facebook friends send you greetings on your birthday, there's a new feature that can now turn those greetings into a birthday video. Facebook with a new feature to create a 45-second birthday recap video of the greetings posted on your wall. The feature kicks in automatically once a user gets three or more tagged birthday greetings. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reports the Wisconsin Veterans Home at Union Grove passed its most recent inspection with flying colors. No healthcare citations of deficiency. The survey, done July the 19th through the 21st by a group of 9 independent healthcare professionals, described as an intense audit of all aspects surrounding the delivery of healthcare. At the end, the survey team also met with some of the resident veterans and spouses and got positive feedback on the level of care provided. State Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos noting that Wisconsin veterans' homes are in the top 20 best in the country, 4- and 5-star quality of care ratings on a 5-star scale. One of two people killed in rural Hayward this week in an apparent murder-suicide, the Sawyer County Clerk of Courts. Sheriff's officials say 56-year-old Claudia Bergen was found in her home with a gunshot wound to the chest. 58-year-old Dennis Meyer, who also lived there, died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation is continuing. A 28-year-old Racine woman, Jessica Goodwin, facing theft-related allegations in reference to a shoplifting that occurred at the Kohl's store in Mount Pleasant. The district attorney's office's charging document says that Goodwin was detained by a police officer while she was in a car, the vehicle also containing 3 children. It was in a handicapped parking space at the time. Among the stolen items, some flip-flops and sunglasses, while the complaint adds that Goodwin was also in possession of a handicapped parking permit belonging to somebody else. She's out on bond right now, but goes back to court August 25th. The number of people arrested at the Country Thunder Music Festival recently, which concluded, about on par with the recent years. That's according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. 25 adults, 4 juveniles on state charges, including disorderly conduct, battery to a law enforcement officer, and resisting. 1 adult arrested for substantial battery. Nobody from Wisconsin got issued a citation for underage drinking, but 12 from other states did. 255 county ordinance citations, all total issued. Overall, officials say the event went very smoothly. A study done for 24/7 Wall Street using data from the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps effort by the Robert Wood Foundation and the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute says the greater Racine area holds its own when it comes to alcohol consumption nationwide. Racine, ranking 15th overall, was one of a dozen Wisconsin communities in the top 20 out of 381 metro areas in the country ranked for the study, Appleton topping the state list. One-time U.S. Attorney James Santel, who made a number of appearances at law enforcement-related events in both Racine and Kenosha over the years, admits in a formal statement that his sudden retirement last year was the result of an investigation into the misuse of his government credit card. The 2-page statement, released by his Washington attorney, says that it became clear to me that I had erred and acted in ways that were inconsistent with the rigorous and appropriate Justice Department rules, so I resigned my position. Meanwhile, newly released documents indicate Santel had been warned repeatedly as early as September of 2011 about misusing his government credit card. Next Tuesday night will mark the 25th consecutive year the Racine community will be hosting National Night Out activities.
A kickoff ceremony will be held at 4 p.m. Tuesday at First Evangelical Lutheran Church at 728 Villa Street, with state and local officials, along with representatives of public safety organizations and Neighborhood Watch, announcing the official start of the festivities. They will then fan out to dozens of neighborhoods, community centers, and other venues hosting events. And SC Johnson has announced a donation to help make sure the events are pest-free. The company has donated 3,000 bottles of Off spritzers to help keep mosquitoes from ruining the fun. National Night Out encourages neighbors to give neighborhood crime and drugs a going-away party by coming outside, celebrating neighborhood camaraderie, and taking a unified stand against crime. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Eau Claire County, a 14-year-old girl charged as an adult with attempted first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly cycling to the home of her brother's girlfriend, beating the girl, then slitting her throat. The 14-year-old allegedly claimed to be a psychopath looking for her first kill. The 4th and final community input session for the Burlington Area School District and a review of the various buildings going to be coming up next Monday night. The other 3 have included discussion on a number of the pros and cons to different scenarios. Putting middle school students together with high schoolers on the same campus, according to a number of people who attended, that could pose problems because of different social levels. There's also been the plea for a separate Montessori elementary school, as well as a K-6 grade configuration. The Burlington Board hired a consultant which has led these meetings so far, including presentations of the various options. MyRacineCounty.com quoting one official as saying the time frame is a little bit nebulous, but also with more options to be developed. That final meeting next Monday night, 6:30, at the Karcher Middle School Library. More than 200 people, the vast majority of them veterans, attending a ceremony and reception honoring Vietnam War-era veterans at the Kenosha County Job Center this morning. Veteran Services Officer Ali Nelson said this welcome home is long overdue.
We feel the depth of their sacrifice and recognize a larger part of their struggles to overcome the pain of the past. But today, we will set the record straight to let these veterans know they're not alone. We got their backs. They are loved by their families and friends, and their country stand strong behind them.
Nelson urging the veterans who are still struggling with the Vietnam experience to contact his office for help that's available. Reach out to us, said Nelson, adding, we will be there for you. Mount Pleasant Day last year was pretty well attended community gathering on the Civic Campus. It brought together government and business and residents, a relaxed atmosphere. Had been plans to have another one this year. One of the leaders of the effort, though, Anna Marie Clausen, got defeated in the spring election. As a result, Village President Jerry Garski says there will not be a Mount Pleasant Day this year, but there are plans to bring it back in 2017. In Kenosha County, the Salem Town Board and the Silver Lake Village Board both adopted a cooperative plan this week that will ultimately result in both municipalities becoming a single village to be called Salem Lakes. The votes of both governing bodies unanimous. Salem, around since 1842, even before Wisconsin became a state. The next step in the process, an August 26th deadline for a referendum. The agreement has to be submitted to the State Department of Administration by September the 6th. United Way of Racine County and the Junior League of Racine will be partnering to install a Born Learning Trail at the new Knapp Community Grade School. That's on the city's near west side, and that's going to be taking place Saturday, August the 6th. This trail is listed in a news release as the fifth to be installed in Racine County. It helps adults turn a playground or a park visit into an early learning opportunity by offering 10 active stations of fun, interactive learning games. Parents, grandparents, caregivers can all play along with youngsters. The Knapp Trail design inspired, by the way, by brainstorming sessions with teachers and administrators. Racine's first community school, a partnership between United Way and Racine Unified. A dedication ceremony by the district is coming up on August the 18th. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.